I really hate when I walk into like a murderer's house and then they're like, do math. And I'm like, no.
Has it been a long week? Do you need a break?
Are you stressed? Stuck in your job? Maybe you need an escape.
I'm Beth Dybel.
I'm Tatiana Abaro.
And I'm Ezekiel Kajakai. And this
is Escape Break,
where we discuss all things escape rooms in Southern California.
The good.
The bad.
The funny.
And don't forget the awkward.
Trust me, I wish I could.
This show is just on the horizon. Get ready to sit back, relax, stop working, and take a break with us. Welcome in to Escape Break, everyone, as we approach our highly anticipated holiday episode. A quick break to review a couple rooms with the one and only Beth Dybel. Hey, Beth. Classic.
Just had to bring that back for the holiday season, you know?
You know, I do associate you with the DJ air horn now.
It's
gotten to that point where it's your thing.
I know. And like every time I do it, I'm like, it's become a part of me. And that was not the intention at the beginning.
You know, when holiday times come around, or at least just time off, you think about hanging out with friends. And of course, we all have friends and friend group conversations where we say, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And I think of all the different times in my head I've danced around, let's just have a game night. Let's like do a comedy roast of one another. And then how quickly that idea gets shut down. Because when I think of a comedy roast, I think it would start great. And then it would get into impersonating each other. And then someone's going to cross the line. But with all respect, Beth, if I was going to impersonate you, I think I would do the burr, 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 burr.
It's so funny. I feel that I don't even know if I do that outside of Escape Break, Escape Community. Like, I don't know where that came from, but I don't even notice if I'm doing it until you point it out.
Hopefully I bring out the best in people, whatever that means.
Yeah, you also point out, I don't know if it's the best traits, but you definitely will point out traits.
Are you talking about your ears?
No, what are you okay. talking about?
No, okay, all right. So we'll get into escape rooms in a minute. For anyone listening for the first time, we do talk about escape rooms. Beth and I are quite good friends. We just got to recently hang out, and we hadn't hung out in a long time. We'll get into that. The reason I mentioned ears and you said traits is I saw Beth in a video from a long, long time ago. And it was the back of Beth's head at an escape room she used to work at. And I said, oh my gosh, that's Beth. And my friends were like, how did you know? I said, it's her ears. And then I told Beth, I said, hey, I recognize you in the video. It was because of your ears. You can fill me in here, but didn't you say something like Capricorns are recognized by their ears and that's the first time anyone's told me?
Yes, I totally forgot about that. And I was like, as soon as you said you saw me in a video, I was like, oh, I remember now. I had watched a video probably that same week you had told me about that. And the video was somebody like, they were a zodiac sign master. I don't know the right term for that. They knew a lot about zodiac signs. And so they were picking people out of a line going, you're a Pisces, you're a Taurus, you're a this, you're a that. And he goes to one of the girls and he goes, can I see your ears? And she's like, yeah, why do you ask? And he goes, Capricorns have very like distinguishable ears. And I sat there and I stared at myself in the mirror and I'm like, what do you mean distinguishable ears? An ear looks like an ear to me. I don't know. I thought it was funny that I learned about that and you told me that you recognized me by my ears. Yes. And it's even funnier that that video is old as hell. It's so old. It's back when I had super long brown hair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my ears looked very Capricorn-y.
They sure did. They sure did. And I mean it in the best way. Your ears are awesome. No hate here.
Thank you.
We'll move along. Beth, I recently past 300 escape rooms, as many of the frequent listeners know. Tati's on her way there. She's going to achieve that December 28th. And We finally got you back into the swing of things. I know there was a little bit of a drought for you, but before we get into the games that we played, you played Escape Room 66. And I know we didn't even talk about this before hitting record, but I want to hear a little bit about that. You played recently before to kind of warm up for the weekend with me. How did that go?
It went really great. I did it as a date with my lovely boyfriend who is willing to be locked up in rooms with me, even though I'm crazy. But it was really great, honestly. We had the best time. I think that room is great for enthusiasts for a date night, or just like find another person and just the two of you play it, because you'll be doing puzzles the whole time. And it's full of puzzles. And don't expect it to be like a million and a half wow moments, and it's the level of like Hollywood, and the set design is incredible. But just expect that you're going to have a really fun time solving these puzzles. They all make sense. They flowed super nicely. And they made sense to the story, which was very nice. I really hate when I walk into like a murderer's house and then they're like, do math. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And the owner is so sweet. If I'm remembering correctly, I think her name is Laura.
Okay.
And I spent so much time afterwards talking with her, and she was talking to me about her other location out in Los Angeles. And we were talking about why they have two locations so far from each other with one room each. And it's because her daughter is at that location. Her daughter is the one who made that game in LA. So, you know, she just wanted to make another room. So she got the help from her parents, and they opened a location out in Los Angeles.
Nice.
So if anybody was wondering that, like we were.
I was wondering. Yeah, that was on the tip of my tongue to ask you when I first heard you played. So Escape Room 66, not to be confused with another game we're going to talk about later tonight that has sixes involved. But Beth, in terms of sound clips out of context, when I heard every time I walk into a murderer's house, I don't want to do math. For a split moment, I forgot we were talking about escape rooms and I was very confused.
You're like, what did you do last weekend?
You're the woman that gets kidnapped and is so oblivious to the fact that this is a serious situation. You're just talking to them about puzzles, and then they decide to release you back. They're like, we can't kidnap this one.
Yeah, and I'm like, anyway, so I do a podcast, and I just like don't stop talking, and they just like boot me, boot me out of the car.
Exactly.
They're like, shh, that's enough. Okay, we don't need to hear about all 200 escape rooms.
But you really do. And that's why we have this show. So I'm glad you got a little warm up earlier in the week. Saturday was the day of games. Earlier in Saturday, I had the pleasure of connecting back with one of my old basketball teammates who lives in LA. Took him to the Escape Revolution and we played Escobar. Now, long story short about Escape Revolution, they came out the gates with really expensive games that were running at like $79 a person, which is unheard of. They were allegedly 2 hours. They were going to give you soda and free parking, and we're trying to justify that into their price range. They've changed their price model a little bit. They now actually allow for kind of like matinee price games early in the morning into the early afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays, where you can play for about $45 a person, which is much better than $79. So
more reasonable for sure.
Yeah. So I got to play this and it was me and my girlfriend and then my teammate and his cousin, who it was his first escape room ever, and his cousin had played a handful, and it was just awesome. I was in full facilitation mode, just kind of sitting back, letting people solve things, making sure we got out in time. We got out with like a minute left, and I can say if you can get past the price barrier or play at the right time, this room does live up to the hype. It's super awesome, really toes the line of being really realistic and not overly traditional escape room, but I enjoyed it a lot. Looking forward to going back in playing the prison one, and it's just... I mean, I was thinking from my friend's standpoint, and that's your first room. I let him know you're spoiled now. So take everything you play following with a grain of salt.
Yeah, maybe skip the rooms on Groupon.
Yeah, he said he's going to reach out to me and kind of validate any room he plays with me and kind of get my thumbs up or thumbs down, given how much we know about the temperature here in Southern California.
Yeah, good. I'm always so flattered when people ask me for recommendations. Like, I love when they message me and they go, do you have any rooms that you recommend in this area? And I'm like, yeah, what are you looking for? What kind of theme do you want? How many people are in your group? You want scary or not scary? Do you want more specifically this city or that city? Like, I go full customer service mode for apparently all escape rooms in that city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, bah, 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 here you go. This is perfect for your group.
We're all open books, you know, whether it's Beth or myself or Tati to reach out to. I feel between the three of us, we all also give really honest opinions and very open-minded. And so we love talking to you guys. If you ever want some general recommendations, as Beth is saying, we need to know a little bit more about what you like to truly give you a recommendation, but we've certainly played a lot. And to echo that, one of our avid listeners, James Lai, who I've never met, but I believe you've met James. Not sure, but James listens to the show. So hello, James.
Hello, James.
Is approaching his 200th room. I'm almost positive. I'm actually checking the messages right now. He's approaching a milestone room and he asked for some recommendations of what to really accomplish. But everybody is on their own trajectory for escape rooms. It's not about doing it the fastest. It's not about hitting it by a certain date, but just consistency of rooms is really awesome. So congratulations to James. Not sure if you've reached 200 yet, but whenever you do, we really appreciate you listening to the show.
Yeah, congrats. 200 is a big number.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rooms.
Tis a lot.
One state. Hopefully, maybe. You're going to start traveling very soon, James.
I do think James is a world traveler. So who knows?
Oh, good. So he's hitting certain areas.
Yeah. He's done some of the stuff we haven't, which is awesome. But we got to catch up to James to certain extents as well. Later in Saturday began our day. We met up with Beth. It was so good to see you again. I know it's been a while. I get to see you all the time over the Zoom, but don't get to see you as often as I used to in the past. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. We started our whole day with 60 out. The whole day was 60 out. Yeah. Now, 60 out is somewhat of a franchise escape room where I believe you as a creator kind of opt in to the 60 out name above your head, but then you work with different builders to create your vision and you kind of benefit off of their marketing and their notoriety. So every 60 out location is different. Some are phenomenal. Some are not so phenomenal. The ones we played were quite phenomenal. Now we're going to go out of order. We're going to start with a game that I didn't even say liked the least, but we liked all the games.
It was our third placer.
It was just the third place. And this was Casino Heist 2. Now, there's many, many, many casino games.
Yeah.
Many, many, many collect the money as much as you can type games. Break into the vault type games. So this was one of those games. And this game was actually a last minute decision because of my inability to understand LA traffic. We had a lot of extra time.
Yeah, so I think we were also considering maybe food. And what we did here was opted out of food, opted into another escape room.
Which is so common. Like,
it's so common. I do it constantly.
Should we eat? Nah, let's play another room.
Yeah. Like, my brain's eaten. We're good.
Yeah. So thanks to our game master, Anthony, at 60 Out in the HHLA. A jinx. That was amazing. We didn't plan that. We played Casino Heist 2. Beth, we struggled out the gates in Casino Heist 2, but then it picked up speed.
Was it our fault, though?
Tell us a little bit about how the game started, would you?
We walked in and we were doing our thing, you know, the whole starting out, searching around, trying to solve stuff. And we realized that we were trying to solve puzzles without having all of the items to solve those things. Mm-hmm. So we probably spent the first 15 minutes lost. And so we're like talking over the walkie-talkie going like, what's up? And he tells us to go do something. And I sit there and I think to myself, like, I definitely did that. That's like something that I would do first. Mm-hmm. And not even like, this makes sense in an escape room. Just like I wanted to. So I did it. And so I should have been able to solve the puzzle right then and there by accident, apparently. And it was just a malfunction in the game. So he had to trigger it for us when Kai did the action. And we didn't get any time back, which is fine. I guess we didn't need it, but you know, it was very stressful to feel that we lost 15 minutes of time and we barely had started the game.
Yeah. I felt stressed. I felt dumb at first. I was
definitely,
like,
me too.
I was like, I haven't played a game with Beth in a while, but I don't remember us being this bad as a duo.
Yeah. I'm like, is it me or is it us? Are we the problem?
Right. And we had my girlfriend there. So it was an entirely new team dynamic throughout the day, which of course is in the back of my mind in terms of, can we all work together as a team? And we certainly did. There was no problems about that. But given the lull at the start of this game, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, I was so scared that that was what it was going to be like for the rest of the day. And I was like, I can't do this.
Yes. But Anthony was great. And certainly he knows the timing of the game. So while we didn't get any time back, we had plenty of time to finish the game. Mm-hmm. And we really snowballed into the end of the game, which has its fair share of dramatics. It really, without spoiling the game, showed how jumpy Beth and I are. And perhaps I caused the jumpiness and that dominoed into Beth. But we ended the room running out and screaming. And it's not even a scary room.
Yeah. I feel like I liked the chaos at the end. But I feel like for the story, it could have been a little more organized. Because mm-hmm. there were some things that were happening where I was like, I don't know how we solved this or that. And I don't know what triggered this and that. And I don't know what really is happening, because I think we had two things going at the same time.
Yes, there was a little ambiguity in the middle, but overall, I felt the room was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I do love a room that crescendos, because a room that does not crescendo often yields the result of, is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
We knew we were done.
Yeah, like we ended that on a high for sure.
Yes. So after that room, we ended up playing another room, and again, we're doing this in order of how well we like the rooms. We liked them all at the HHLA location. They do have a Smurfs game that we didn't play, but we did take a nice selfie with a giant Smurf sitting on a couch, which is kind of mm-hmm. cool. It was a very grumpy Smurf, but...
Yeah, like a side-eye Smurf.
Yeah. What are the Smurfs' names? Like, they're not like the dwarves, so there's not like grumpy.
Yeah.
But do you know any of the Smurfs besides Papa Smurf?
I know Smurfette.
Okay. Yeah, that skipped my mind, but absolutely Smurfette.
And then that's it.
Yeah, that Smurf trivia, we lost.
So. Yeah. But luckily, we also asked about the difficulty mm-hmm. level on these games before we had booked between, you know, we were choosing between Casino and Smurf. Yeah. And so that was kind of the deciding factor, was the difficulty, because we didn't really care for Smurfs either way, didn't care for Casinos either way, but we were told that the Smurfs were it was a much easier game. It was definitely better for families, and they kind of sort of prompt you what you could do next and give you little clues here and there mm-hmm. through their quotes and audio and all that. So we wanted to go a harder route.
We're up for the challenge, and we succeeded. Now, before mm-hmm. we continue HHLA, we're going to go to another Maze Rooms location, because while it wasn't, 60 out location.
Maze Rooms is great too, though.
Horrible marketing. While there
Maze
weren't
Room, 60 out.
Right, what's the difference?
They're all,
they're all escape rooms, they're all the same. No, they're not. There weren't Smurfs involved in this game, I believe there were, was it gnomes? Elves?
Gnomes
for the gnomies. Mm-hmm. Pour
they were
one
the
out
gnomies.
For the gnomies. We played Wizard's Treasure. Now, a little bit of the background of Wizard's Treasure. Grant is the creator of Wizard's Treasure. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, but Grant L. He's in the SoCal ERA. You can also see his name in the game. Apparently, some connections to former Disney Imagineers or engineers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And about the same people who worked on Pirates of the Caribbean, the ride.
Insane. And you may think, okay, let me see it. Well, you should go see it because this game is amazing.
It really is.
Like in the fantasy world, wizarding world, an amazing game with a variety of hands-on puzzles mm-hmm. that, to describe it best without spoiling, these puzzles, you get to do it over and over again, and they progressively get a little bit harder each time. So you don't have this feeling of starting a puzzle and then, oh my God, it's over. It's, okay, I started this puzzle. I kind of get the rules. Here's round two. Here's round three. And mm-hmm. for the most part, these puzzles are super collaborative to where the three of us got to experience everything.
Yeah.
And it was great.
And I feel like even if we weren't working on everything together, and mm-hmm. if we decided to like separate, I feel like our group would have been like, hey, you come over here and check out this puzzle, see if you can solve the next one or something yeah. like that. And I just think that game was really great for letting people spread out and do things and really be able to experience everything in there.
Yeah. It was our first game of the day, and it was quite the sight to see the gnomes themselves, when you meet them, add just the perfect balance of just stop and listen and interact with the story, and you're going to get a few laughs. Did you like the gnomes element of the game?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really cute and whimsical. And I'm like, this is just adorable. I like this touch.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot, and a lot of little references to other things throughout the game. But it's an easy game, but it is a fun game. So when you play, depending on your experience level, take your time, enjoy the ride. I would highly recommend do not divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
I would rarely not recommend that in a tough game. But in this game, stick together because you can accomplish it. You can experience everything and you won't miss out on anything.
Mm-hmm. It'll be way more fun. Like, you guys will all have your own little strengths that help with the puzzles.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now, a little bit of a sidebar and a little bit of an awkward sidebar. While we were here waiting to get started for Wizard's Treasure, we were waiting for Beth to arrive. I had to use the restroom. The restroom itself, I was very uncertain whether the door would lock or not. Have you ever been in a restroom and you like try to lock it and you're not sure if the handle's mm-hmm. locked? So here I am going to the restroom. I know Beth's going to arrive sometime soon. And in the back of my mind, I was like, I really hope she doesn't have to go to the bathroom because I'm not sure if this door is locked. So I was like on high stress even before the room. It was all in my head. Beth didn't have to go to the bathroom. And for all I know, the door was actually locked, but I was stressing. So
can you imagine a door that cannot lock, a restroom door at an escape room? Like, where are your locks?
Right. Like,
where are the locks?
Give me a directional lock. Let me slap it on there because I need some security in the bathroom.
Exactly. I'm like, you can figure it out. I know you got locked back there. Yes. No excuse.
No excuse whatsoever. Okay. So Beth and I talked about this. What was our favorite game? It was debatable. Wizard's Treasure was really enjoyable. But our favorite game takes us back to HHLA and into a scary game. Now, if you know Beth and I, we have a long trauma history of becoming really good friends through scary times.
We're trauma bonded.
We are legitimately trauma bonded. Luckily, we always work out our trauma together. So we do have a very healthy friendship, but certainly we've trauma bonded.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, when you
Those
heard...
damn scary escape rooms.
I'm sorry. When you heard I booked another scary game for us, how were you feeling? What kind of thoughts were in your head?
I straight up, I remember reading that and going, Hotel on Road 66. Sounds scary. I'm not going to look into it. And I didn't. I think I like very lightly looked at the photos.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't look into the story. I mean, but that's how I do all escape rooms. I don't really look too much into it unless it's been on my list for a while. I really was like, it might be scary. It might be. And so I was just pretending it wasn't going to happen. And I was just going to walk in and go, oh my gosh, a great hotel. And then all the scary things would happen. And then I would panic then.
As far as the game went, that's kind of what happened. We entered the hotel and all the scary things happened. And it was so fun. I mean, it was scary. Mm-hmm. It was well put together. They're pushing the limits quite a bit in this room and what they're trying to attempt in terms of visuals, in terms of scares.
Yeah. But
I really liked it. I thought we had the perfect group size in three. I thought despite it being scary, it wasn't overwhelming. So our game master knew how scared we were and pushed us perfectly to the brink. And there were some funny moments too. You know?
It was so funny. You know when you do a scary escape room and you're like, I don't even have a chance to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love going through haunted mazes and stuff because I'm like, ah, hee hee hee. But when I'm in an escape room and it's scary, I'm just like, oh my God. Ah! And I don't have a chance to laugh because I am locked in a room with a terrifying being.
Yes.
But in this case, he did give a lot of time for us to like, kind of chill in between the scares and laugh it off and kind of be goofy. And very often the scares were coming from a very specific spot. So we would all sort of pool into a corner together. And then we would be like, hee hee hee, that was so goofy of us. Let's get back to work. Kirby and Kai went back to work. I was still in the corner for like one more minute.
We all protected each other. For the most part in the game, we were able to do things together. So we protected, you know, in terms of just huddling as three, we would move into rooms as three. Now, there are some situations where you do have to split apart. There was a situation where we had to make a split where one person, of course, was alone when splitting three and two people were together. Won't say exactly what happens. I was the one that was alone and Kirby and Beth stayed together and they got the brunt of the scare and it was amazing. I was like, now you guys get to trauma bond.
Honestly, it was really great. After that room, I was like, new team 2024. new team was just born.
Yes.
December.
It was great. It was great. We had the perfect balance of scaredy cat and bravery. Now, this room's super fresh. It was
a week old.
So I think they're going to add a little bit to it, especially we saw some parts of the game that seemed like a puzzle should have been there and we actually never used it. And so even with that, though, the game was super awesome. I thought it was dramatic, cinematic in terms of how it ends, a really unique ending that was fun.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if there was a person in the room. And I'm not going to tell you if there's a person in the room. But as Beth said, it wasn't so scary that we weren't having fun. It provided the true ups and downs of a scary room that I think are absolutely necessary to guarantee you'll have fun.
It was great. I had a really great time in there. Yes. Definitely creeped and freaked out. And, you know, we yelled a lot. We were yelling and huddling and then like laughing it off. And it was a great experience. That was a great room to end the night on.
Yeah, it was wonderful. A long car ride home for all of us, but a day well worth spending with you, Beth. Good to get you back on the team and looking forward to playing more with you as you approach your 300.
Yeah, we're currently at 252. We still have a long ways to go, but it'll be a fun journey.
That's okay. We'll get you there and it's going to be epic. One last thing before we conclude. Allegedly, this 60 out location is going to create King Kong versus Godzilla as an escape room.
Mm-hmm.
They had VR there. So I was like, oh, this has to be a VR game. And they were like, no, it's going to be a real game. So I don't even know what that would look like. I mean, to me, that room is either going to be superb or awful because you can't miss on Godzilla. You can't miss on King Kong. Like, the reveal of seeing a real Godzilla or seeing a real King Kong is either going to be top of the line or bottom of the line.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much harder when you're trying to do characters or movies or shows mm-hmm. or something, because like you have to put out a product that really is incredible, because people know this character already. It's one thing if you created a whole brand new thing, storyline, character, and you just made the escape room and it was awesome and fun. It's another thing to take a character that exists already and then you like make a shitty escape room. People will shit on it even more. Sorry, explicit. I'm so sorry.
We made it so far into the episode.
I know.
Without cussing.
I'm thinking about that too. Bleep it out. Bleep it out. I want the E sign gone.
This is the second episode in a row where we made it so far into the show and missed our goal.
No! Zero days.
Beth, you haven't heard this yet because at this moment in time, the episode's not out. But we tried to do a one-take Jake episode, which is one cut, no edits, no errors. And we got so far in the episode and then I messed up. So similarly, not that we said, hey, no swearing, but we were so close.
But we try our best. Like, we want it to be, you know, safe for everybody's ears.
Yes. Yes.
I care. We care. Escape Break cares.
Escape Break cares. And Beth is super passionate. And we love that.
Yeah. And sometimes a little curse word pops out. I'm so sorry, you guys. No, but if you're going to do Godzilla and King Kong, I really, really hope it's good, because I'm so scared that it could turn out like another Hero situation. Because did you ever play Hero?
I didn't. Hero was so quick to be removed that mm-hmm. I never got to play.
It literally, I have not really seen any good reviews on it. Even looking at it now on the closed rooms list on Morty, mm-hmm. it's just all really, really bad reviews. And yeah. I think I played it like the first couple weeks that they were open. And I was like, not an escape room. This is a room with tablets on the wall.
What's going on here?
What's happening? I'm feeling like a little iPad kid right now. Like, what's going on? But then none of the tablets were working. So then, and that's where all the puzzles were, from what I remember. And then there was like a whole nother section, like a large section of the room that I felt like wasn't really even used at all. So we were just like walking around and I'm like, I feel like a sim. I'm in a gray room with some lights. And it was just incredibly disappointing. And after that room was over, I was kind of like gaslighting myself, because I'm like, that was like okay, right? Because I was just so shocked with how bad it was. We did another room at that same location. It was great.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed it. I'm sorry you experienced it. I think,
you know, accidents happen.
Accidents do happen. And that's why we got each other's back. So overall, though, 60 Out has quite a few great adventures. We mm-hmm. experienced a lot of them on our latest weekend. So we do recommend the ones we talked about today.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of others at 60 Out that I think are great as well. Yeah. The ones that are bad no longer are available. So
no longer
good on
available.
60 Out for that.
Yeah, improvements, listening to feedback, that matters.
Yeah, really matters. I saw that and I was like, hey, good on you guys.
Well, Beth, our next episode is our holiday special. And as I've been telling Tati, those pesky, pesky elves are excited to meet you both again. They're up to no good, and somehow, some way, they're going to get you to the North Pole.
They got to help me out, because yeah. I don't know how I'm going to get to the North Pole without them. Without you, without Tati, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm lost. I'm excited to see what this is going to be.
I'm excited too. We'll see you next time for that episode. Thanks again for tuning in to Escape Break.
Hey, Kai. Guess what?
No, don't say it. I need more time.
Break time is just about over.
But Tati, what if they want more?
They can tune into the next episode.
Next episode?
Of course. There's so many more escape adventures to share.
Well, what can they do between now and then?
They can like us on social media.
Share this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
And what if they are new to the show?
Then I think they should go back and listen to all the great episodes.
Awesome. And don't forget to send in your questions to us. And be sure to tune in soon for your next escape break.